They have to get all of their legislative work done probably by late Thursday night because they do expect to start catching planes home on Friday. That doesn't leave them a lot of time, and there are three major priorities that have to be passed. They have to fund the government either through a continuing resolution or an omnibus appropriations bill. They have to pass the National Defense Authorization Act, and they also need to pass the tax extenders package. So those are the three main priorities for NCBA as we look at this week.
And according to Woodall, tax extenders is one of those issues.
At the end of 2013, we had several tax provisions that expired. And so for a year now, we've been trying to get those either extended, reauthorized, or generally put back in place. A couple of ones that have a huge impact on cattle producers include the Section 179 expensing, which will allow the ability to expense up to $500,000 on any equipment or capital purchases of $2 million or less. Right now, you can only expense up to $25,000. So that's a huge difference, and I think it's going to have a huge impact on the bottom line of producers and especially on their tax liabilities. So we need to make sure we get that put in place along with the bonus depreciation and also the conservation tax easement credits. So all of those are a part of a package, which is just 1 year in nature. It just makes those all retroactive for 2014. Even though it's not a perfect package, at least it'll take care of this business for 2014 and allow us to use the new Congress to try to get bigger tax reform and to make these permanent sometime in 2015.
Says it is still important to call your members of Congress to get these issues passed before they leave for the rest of the year. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.